This week on the Time Bat Show.
I've got a situation for
you. Tell me. I want to hear it.
You've got an elephant.
I've got an elephant.
What are you going to do?
I would sell it.
It's the morning on a Tuesday. Where are you going to go?
You got to get rid of this elephant. Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 105. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
It's been a hot minute because we took a break for Thanksgiving, but yes. We're back for episode 105. And everything is going great.
Yeah. Right? I mean, more or less, yeah.
Is it not?
No, I think everything's good. We have a ton to talk about. It's going to be a great episode. It's going to be really funny.
We have a great show today. We have a great show for you today. In so much as you've recently learned, you've recently realized that the show has positively impacted your work life.
Yeah, it has. I forgot we were going to share this anecdote. Okay, so right before we do the show, we've told everyone this, but in order to sync our audio on Skype, we go 3, 2, 1, and clap. Mm-hmm. And I was at work recently, and I was setting up for a meeting. Like with my boss and like some important people, and when I was setting up the audio, I tested it by going, I said the wrong thing. Yeah, we also do testing 1, 2, 3 testing. How about me as like a test?
Which is a phrase that we've invented.
Which is a phrase that we've made up to test the levels on our mics. And I did that at work, and everyone was like, "Wow, look at that." I mean, they weren't really, but in my head.
In your head, they were like, wow, he knows. He's like a sound person. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I think I even...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think I even did, like, finger guns after I did it. Like, did you see what I did there?
Like, oh, yeah, the audio is perfect. I got the levels just right where I want them to be. We've been doing this for, like, 2 years, and I think I learned a lot about sound in the first, like, month we started recording. Since then, I have not gained any more knowledge. you know what I mean?
Yeah, we kind of just, we like glued everything together in like just whatever worked and never
like,
changed
and
it.
We're like, well, this works. Whatever is fine. It's good enough. Speaking of mixing and sound and blah, 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 you are out of Linux hell today for the first time in, I don't know how many episodes it's been.
Months.
Yeah, probably 10, 20 episodes or something. So you're back on PC, right?
Yeah, back on PC. We're talking with Skype this time instead of Discord.
I can hear you clear and crisply. It's beautiful. You sound great right now.
Thank you.
I think this is going to be one of our best episodes ever because of that. So, yeah, it's fantastic. First topic, I want to get this out of the way. Not out of the way because it's bad, but out of the way because I'm mad about this. You sent this to me right before we started recording the show.
Yeah.
But you can go ahead. You found the article.
Well, I was going to the gas station to get my soda before the show, and you know, listening to NPR on the radio on my way there, mm-hmm. and they said on the radio, this was just announced, Amazon is releasing a Big Mouth Billy Bass that like connects to Echo and Alexa.
An Alexa Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Yeah.
Which we outlined on the show like, oh my God, my Alexa just turned on because I said the word out
loud. Alexa.
Alexa, shut up. Okay, sorry about that. So this is what happens when you say her name out loud and you're in a room with her. No, so we hypothesized this thing could be a thing like it was over a year ago, easily, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was in the really early days of the show. I want to say it was, like, episode 15 or something like that. It was a long time ago.
It was close to episode 10, so that would have been, like, 2 years ago, actually.
Yeah, and so Amazon, somebody caught wind of this brilliant, brilliant idea and ran with it. I think I remember someone modding their Billy Bass, like, a year after we came up with it first.
Yeah, I remember that. We caught that news article, too. We saw that a guy had modded his Big Mouth Billy Bass after we released our show
about it. Amazon probably saw that and decided to make it. Yeah. So, but we are the impetus. We are the original idea people behind this.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we are owed amount of money for this idea. Like a royalty.
Articles about it all over the internet right now. People are freaking out and really excited about this. As we said, they would be.
You know what we should do after the show? We should tweet the original episode where we talk about the Billy Bass Alexa and be like, look at the timestamp on this. This was in like 2016 when we came up with this idea. And we can prove it. So I'm excited and mad at the same time about the concept of the
I'm pretty sure on that episode we even discussed like making a sales pitch to whoever company makes Big Mouth Billy Bass.
We did. Yeah, I mean, because they're done. Like, they were big in like the 90s, but no one's buying those things anymore.
No.
So like, this is the perfect opportunity for them to capitalize on this nostalgic brand that a bunch of people remember from their youth and integrate it with Amazon's Echo service, you know?
Yeah. And this thing is $40, too.
Really? Like,
that's as much as an Alexa, pretty much.
Wow. That's kind of expensive for a Bass that says things to you. But, I mean, they're expensive devices. But anyway, I don't know. I just wanted to mention that because that was totally our idea. But it's okay. So how are you feeling today? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good today.
How's your diet? Is it okay?
It's been all right. My diet's been good. It hasn't changed at all. So I'm actually a little bit sick this week.
And, why are you sick?
Well, so yesterday I didn't feel like cooking because I was sick.
Sure, as you do.
As I do. I went to get Indian takeout.
Okay.
And I placed my order and got to the restaurant a little early. And this is... At the restaurant, there are these like pamphlets you can buy for $1 that are from the Krishna Consciousness Organization.
Have you seen these? But okay, no. What is it? Describe it to me.
I think it's like Mormons, but for Hindu.
For Hindu.
It's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like Jehovah's the Mormon.
Okay. That's the one.
It's like the Jehovah's Witness of Hindu. Like they're really pushy with their stuff.
Yeah, they've got a lot of pamphlets.
It's like half the religion is just pamphlets.
Yeah.
It's like all pamphlets.
I apologize if this is offensive to anyone.
No, it's fine.
I bought one of the pamphlets, though, for $1.
You bought the pamphlet?
It was cool. It had a cool picture on it.
So was this at, like, checkout? Like, oh, that'll be however much, and then do you want to spend another $1 to buy a pamphlet kind of deal? Or
In the little waiting area where they have the seats, there's a table where you can pick these things up, and they have a box in the middle of the table that you can just stick a dollar bill into.
Oh, it's like a donation box.
Yeah, and then you can just take one. So that's what I did.
This seems confusing, because if you want to promote a religion, you're charging for pamphlets?
I mean, they're not free to make. I kind of get it.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you want me to join your religion, I'm not buying a pamphlet to, like, learn about it. You got to sell that to me, you know? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Sell religion. Anyway, you got this pamphlet. Was it informative? Was it good? Are you switching to Krishna or whatever?
I thought about it. I read the whole thing last night. It was, like 30 pages or something.
A pamphlet with 30 pages?
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be like one of those trifold thingers, you know what I mean?
No, this was like a good value. I got like a good like hour's entertainment out of this.
I'm glad that the dollar was worth it.
Anyway, they made some really good points. It said, I don't know if like this is true or not, but they said because human teeth are like some of them are flat. That's kind of like for grinding vegetables, right?
Yeah, like the molars or whatever.
So you should eat vegetables and not meat.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that's so what it said.
Promoting vegetarianism.
Oh yeah, this pamphlet was all about you want to be a vegetarian.
Oh, I thought this was about a religion thing.
Well, it's part of the religion.
So let me get this straight. You spent $1 of your own money to be convinced via a pamphlet to be a vegetarian.
Yes.
Okay, riddle me this. Why do we have canine teeth if we're supposed to eat vegetables?
Some of them are the molars, for example, are flat, though.
Oh, I know. It means we're supposed to eat, we can eat both, though. That's the whole idea behind having
well, he didn't talk about those
teeth. They just ignored those teeth completely.
I don't know.
So, are you a vegetarian now? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I ate a burrito bowl for lunch today with double steak, and
you were just like, that was a good thought, but
that was a good thought.
But that's it.
I was ordering my burrito bowl on the internet, and it got to the part where you pick your protein option. And it's like, you know, I could get a black bean burrito bowl.
Yeah. Is this Chipotle?
Yeah, this is Chipotle. It's like, I could have.
Yeah.
But
how did you think about it for any amount of time?
Or yeah, I did. But like, steak is only a dollar more than black beans. And it's like,
I like how that was the thing that pushed over the edge. Like, if steak was way more, you'd be like, okay, I'll do this Krishna thing for a little bit. Try it out. But steak's like a dollar. You're like, well, it's stupid to not get steak.
Like, I'm not going to pay that much for just black beans.
Like, if black beans was like, take off $6 from this bowl.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll do that. You know, it's like half off or whatever. Yeah, I never really understood that about the places. Like the Chipotle-style restaurants, you go in, and then meat is like a dollar more than the veggies. But like, in reality, the meat is way more, you know, than the veggies. So why are the veggie versions so expensive?
Beans are practically free at Walmart.
I know. They don't like cost anything. You can get a can of beans at the store for like 50 cents. And it's way more beans than you get on a Chipotle burrito. So like, what's the deal here?
Yeah. Like if you were to eat a whole can of beans in one sitting, you would probably die.
Like, yeah, it's like way too many beans. Where's the money going, Chipotle? What are you doing? They're just pocketing all this bean money. They hope you're getting beans only. And they're like,
yeah. Oh,
please don't get meat. We want you to get beans because it's cheaper for us. Here's the other thing. You can get beans without going only bean. I get beans all the time on my barbacoa burritos.
Yeah.
Like, every time I go, I get beans. I get black beans. So you're not even, like, replacing the steak with beans. You're just not giving me steak for a dollar less, which makes, like, the calculus there makes no sense.
Yeah. But you know, the more I think about it, it actually makes me kind of mad because they're really just exploiting people that are more moral, right?
What do you mean more moral?
Because, like, okay, there's really not a reason to eat meat if we can survive without it. Like, yeah, animals are
okay. I see.
I mean, like, it's
good.
It's mean, though.
Is it mean? I don't think it's that mean.
I think animals are nice.
I mean, some of them are nice.
Cows are nice. They're social creatures.
Cows are dumb. They don't know what's going on. They don't care if you eat them in a burrito. They have no steak. Oh, you see what I did there? They have no steak.
Yeah, I see what you did there. But anyway, Chipotle and places like that are still exploiting vegetarians because they can't get meat.
No, I agree. And it's not like they're saving money being vegetarians because it's a dollar cheaper. It should be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Because you're not, like, meat is the most of the costs in there, especially steak, because steak is expensive. Yeah. You know? Like, most of the cost for a burrito is the meat. And when you don't have meat, it should be, like, half off, you know? Like, at least.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe, I don't know if I agree with the moral thing, but I agree that Chipotle is being amoral with their pricing because they are not representing the prices of the ingredients correctly. So, Chipotle, contact us and tell us what the hell's going on. We're going to give you an ultimatum. And you better fix your vegetarian pricing.
You want to know something funny, though?
What?
Even if black beans were half price, I would probably still get steak. It's like, I don't want a burrito if it doesn't have meat in it.
You'd be like, well, I could get this burrito for $3, but it doesn't have any meat. It's like, well, okay, I'll pay the extra $6, get meat, or whatever. See, that's the ultimate tell that you're not ever going to be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Like, they could give it to you for free, and you'd be like, I'd rather the meat.
I really want some chicken.
Okay, put some meat in that thing and get back to me. We could do this later. Yeah. I haven't been to Chipotle in a while. I used to go all the time, but I haven't been back lately. They've been going through some tough times recently. They had that, like, recall last year, and then, like, before that, they had, like, some weird thing with their like, some of their employees were being weird to people or something.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a lot about it, but I haven't been back. Not for, like, moral reasons, because I don't care about any of that stuff, but just because I've, like, I don't know, I guess I've moved on from eating Chipotle all the time, because it's not super good for you.
Yeah, it's also not super good, but it's, like, close to where I work.
It's, like, good in, like, a predictable way, though. You know what I mean? Like, you can go to Chipotle and be like, I want a barbacoa burrito, and you know what you're getting, essentially. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not, like, predictable, like, this is good. It's not really good, but it's good.
It's you know? There's, like, less risky than trying to...
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could go to some Indian restaurant like you did, or you can go to Chipotle, which is like, okay, I know what Chipotle is. I know what I'm going to get. Although sometimes when they roll your burrito at Chipotle, they do, like, the worst job in the world imaginable. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you get the bowls, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's exactly why I get the bowls, because it just makes me angry. It ruins the whole thing.
Rolling those burritos, sometimes they mess it up, and then, like, I'm going to have to do another burrito, and then they, like, have to take another tortilla and put all your stuff in there and re-roll it. And I'm, like, sitting there, like, what are you doing? Like, why can't you just roll it correctly the first time? But maybe, like, it's because I'm overstuffing it.
When they do that, you lose, like, half your stuff on the old tortilla. It's just, like, gone.
And they're like, we're not going to put that back to you. One time I get mad a lot when I go to Chipotle. This is probably why I stopped going. Because my like, nearby Chipotle, they frequently, like, just charge me random things for no reason. Like, they'll just be like, they'll forget about something, or they'll put something on it that it didn't get. Or, like, I'll ask for, like, guacamole on the side, right? And they put it in those little cups. And they'll be like, we'll just give you, like, a little bitty, the smallest amount. And it's, like, $3. So it's like, you better give me as much guacamole as you can fit in that container. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then other times they'll do, like, oh, I want barbacoa. And barbacoa is, like, the shredded stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shredded beef. And with that, they can have a discretion on how much they think is a regular serving of barbacoa.
Yeah.
It varies from person to person. Some person would be like, here's one shrivel of barbacoa, and that's all you're getting. And another can be like, here's, like, three heaping scoops, you know?
Yeah. They have those serving size cups at Chipotle, but some people give you, like, huge, massive, heaping spoonsful.
They do.
And some people just barely just fill, like, it up. Yeah.
And then, so it's like, sometimes I'm going, and I have a massive burrito that they can't roll because they've stuffed it full with triple the meat that it should have. Or I have, like, this burrito that has nothing on it because they decided they want to skimp me on the meat, you know, that day. And I'm paying the same price. And it's like, okay. Maybe I shouldn't go here all the time. So anyway, that's Chipotle.
At least it's not just black beans, though.
That's true. I can't believe we're talking about Chipotle for like 10 minutes.
That's okay.
Speaking of Chipotle, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. I got a lot of food, and it was fun.
Did you have the normal Thanksgiving thing?
My family doesn't do the entire normal Thanksgiving thing, because, you know this. My mom's side of the family is Syrian, and we do Middle Eastern food combined with traditional American food.
So what is Syrian food, exactly?
It's like kibbeh and grape leaves and hummus and tabbouleh.
So it's kind of Greek-ish? I know it's
not. Yeah,
Greek,
it's real similar, it's
similar to that. I love Greek food a lot, so it sounds pretty good to me. Hummus is like... When I was a kid, I, like, hated it, but, like, I've grown to, like, love it.
It's really good.
It's a weird, like, if you ever looked at hummus, like, and you didn't know what it was, you would probably be like,
I don't want that. Yeah,
it's, like, brown and kind of green, and it doesn't look that appetizing, but it's really good, like you said, And I think it's really good because it has a lot of like olive oil in it.
Yeah, my favorite, the way my family makes it, there's like a puddle of olive oil on top.
That's like the best part. Yeah. Like, that's how I know I'm about to eat good hummus, when there's like a puddle. Like, yep, this is gonna be legit right here. But your Thanksgiving was good. Did you stay in town, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I stayed in town.
Cool. I went to Houston, and I had a Thanksgiving with like a million family members.
Awesome.
It was kind of too much sometimes, you know, how that can go.
Yeah.
It's like 24 people, I think we counted. That's massive. You know, you can't even pay attention to what's going on in that situation. But it was all really good. Yeah, everything was
delicious. Did you do the traditional kind of food?
We did and we didn't. So most of my dad's side of the family is from Louisiana and Texas, so they do like kind of traditional Thanksgiving. I guess you could say they do a little spin on it because they're like from New Orleans or whatever. But then my uncle's wife is from Peru, so they like did some Peruvian thing with the turkey that was really good.
That sounds good.
Some, I don't know, some secret Peru spices that make it really good and delicious. And then, like, some weird corn. Weird corn tamale kind of things.
Oh, that were good.
Really, really good. So it was like half traditional and half, you know, mishmash of stuff. But it was very tasty. I love corn too much, I think. I've realized this in my old age. Because some people eat corn and they're like, it's just corn. And I'll eat corn and be like, this is the best corn I've ever had. And they're like, it's just corn, man. Like, slow your roll on the corn, you know?
Yeah, I love corn. Corn is great.
I do, too. I think I like it because it has that, like, subtle sweetness or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But, so we had these, like, they're like these tamale things. I guess they're, I don't know what they were. They were, like, a corn husk, and there were corn in there. And you, like, mash up the corn, and then you, like, grill it or something. And then when you open it, it's, like, kind of a grits-like consistency, if you will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you eat it, and it's just corn mush, basically. But it's really good corn mush. Like, it tastes good. And other people were like, oh, it's kind of bland. But to me, it was just like, it tasted like mushy corn. I was like, this is really tasty.
did they have fillings in them?
No, it's just corn.
That's great. That sounds delicious.
I loved it. I was like, oh, this is my favorite thing. It's just corn. I love it. It was like sweeter than normal, I think, the way it was cooked or something. But I don't know. I'm a simple person with food, though. I'm just like, oh, yeah. Corn, the onions on the bottom of a skillet, and mushy corn. That's all I need to eat forever and a day. But Thanksgiving was good. We're at the 20-minute mark.
Okay.
So I was thinking we do our first trivia question for the show.
I am ready, and what do you think?
Let me ask you a philosophical question first.
Okay.
How are you feeling about this episode? Like, are you back in the swing yet, or do you need a little more time to, like, really, you know? Because I don't want to throw anything too crazy at you right now.
I'll say I'm at 75%.
That's your capacity? Like, 100% is, like, 100% is, like, the cheese room episode.
Yeah.
75 is, like, one of our normal mid-range kind of things.
Yeah, probably 75.
Okay, I'm just asking. Okay. Your first question is in the geography category, and I would like you to choose your lifeline for this one.
Okay, first lifeline, I don't know anything about geography, so I'm going to use Monty Hall.
Good pick. Okay, your question is, in the geography category, how many natural lakes are there in the state of Texas where I reside? How many natural lakes are there in the state of Texas? A, 0.
Great.
B, 1. C, 7, or D, 28.
I'm glad you gave me a few opportunities to embarrass myself. All right. 0, 1, 7, 28.
That's right.
I know that the Rio Grande is it in Texas? It is, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think that's a lake, though.
I think that's a river.
It's water. It might water. Have a lake.
It is water. What's the difference between a river and a lake if you really get down to brass tacks, right? They're both water.
One moves.
That's true. That's true. I forgot about the moving part. Yeah, maybe water, like rivers connect to something. So yeah, maybe that is not a lake. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. The Rio Grande.
0, 1, 7, and 28. Okay.
That's right.
I don't think it has 28 lakes.
Okay.
Because
it's a lot of lakes.
Texas is dry, mm-hmm. and 28 is the highest number you gave me, and yeah, I don't think the highest number would be the correct one.
That's fair. That's a fair way to do it.
So I'll lock in 28, I think.
Ooh, that's smart. You're doing this well. Okay. The what's your guess before I give it away?
I think it's either 0 or 28.
Okay. Your the answer is either 1 or 28.
Yeah. So I'm either going to be like really right or really, really wrong.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm going to stick with my logic and go with 1.
You think there's only 1 lake in Texas?
Yeah.
Natural lake. You think there's only 1?
It can't just be 1, can it? Texas is big.
It's the second biggest state. Yeah. You think there's 1 lake in all of Texas?
Yes, there's only 1 lake. Final answer.
Are you sure you're going to go with 1?
Yeah, it's 1.
You're right, it is 1.
Oh, thank God.
I would have loved for it not to be 1, but...
Like, no, there's not 1 lake in Texas.
I'm glad that you saw through my ruse. But it is what it is. Story I just read on the internet. NASA is going back to the moon. Did you hear about this?
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, they're going back to the moon. NASA's partnered with, like, people to do the moon thing.
Oh, I think I read something similar to this. I heard that NASA was teaming up with the private sector. They're, like, offering a contract on people who will fly around the moon.
So, basically, what I got out of the story, NASA has selected the first batch of U.S. companies to join the agency on its journey to its next destination, the moon, which NASA wants to explore in order to prepare to go to Mars. So basically, they unveiled 9 new partnerships that will be designing lunar landers and stuff like that for moon exploration in order to go back to the moon. And they're going back to the moon so that they can prepare to go to Mars. So it's all for Mars, you know, in the long run or whatever. But yeah, so they have a bunch of companies that they're partnering with to go back to the moon. So we're going to actually go to the moon for real this time.
Oh, I see what you did.
I'm just kidding. I know we went to the moon. Some people don't believe we actually went to the moon.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Like, I talked to someone recently, I want to say, and they literally didn't know. They were like, oh, it's not real. We didn't really go to the moon. But, like...
I think we did.
I don't know how we couldn't. Because you can, like, shoot a laser at the moon, and we have like a thing that reflects it back at us. I don't know. There's a lot of proof that we've been to the moon. We have moon rocks. But yeah, people are convinced that we did it in like a green screen room or something.
Yeah, I think unlike something like the flat Earth, I think flat Earth is mostly people just like kind of having some fun.
Are they having fun though? Okay, I saw something legitimately on Facebook of all places where someone was like, this is a real post, by the way.
It can't be.
I'm on like a music group like talks about music on Facebook. And it's, like, of Texas, and they're like, oh, we're, like, musicians in Texas, whatever. And someone was, like, looking for a band, and they're like, I want to start a metal band with people that, I don't remember the phrase he used. He was like, with fellow truth seekers. He used the phrase truth seekers. And okay. Someone comments, and they're like, what do you mean truth seekers? And he links this page of this new age crazy man, and he's like, people that, like, read about this kind of thing. And it looks this page, and I go on this page, and the first, it's like a blog, and it's like, yeah, the first thing I see is why the, like, flat earth, like, that's the first thing on the website. And I click on this link, and it's like a 28-page manifesto on why the earth is actually flat. And I'm reading it, and it makes zero sense, because it's like, it's framed as like a story of the guy that's writing it when he was in his childhood, and how his him and his grandpa taught him that the earth was flat when he was 9 years old, and how he was made fun of in school, but how he like proved to the classroom that it was flat when he was nine, like his teacher that didn't believe him, he proved it to them. And I was like, this is so made up. It's really funny how made up it is.
Did his grandfather give him like a talisman and he's the chosen one to bring the truth?
No, his grandfather was like, the earth is flat because there the big logic there was because the star the constellations don't move, therefore the earth is flat.
They do though.
And I was like, what? What sky have you been looking at?
They definitely freaking move, like, dude.
Do they not move? Because I'm pretty sure that they move. They move like a lot. But that was like the big like gotcha moment in the article. He was like, the teacher was like, well, Jimmy, why do you think the earth isn't flat? And Jimmy's like, because the constellations don't move. And in the story, the teacher was like, oh, like they were like, whoa, you're right. But like I was thinking about it, it's like, yeah, they move. They definitely move. Like anyone who's looked at the sky knows that.
Maybe he just doesn't pay a lot of attention. Like, he looks up there and it's like, oh, it looks the same as last time. It's just a bunch of dots.
I think his argument was Polaris didn't move. The North Star?
It does.
I know it does. But he was like, oh, it's in the same place of the sky every night. It's like, but all the other ones are moving.
He probably did this experiment, like, over a period of 3 days when he was, like, seven. And just never reevaluated.
He's like, look, Polaris didn't move. Because it's like a bajillion miles away. That's why it didn't move.
No, here's what I think about stuff like that, though. Like, when you get someone that, like, is being really passionate about something that wrong, I can't believe that they're sincere.
You
because
think they're joking.
No, I mean, not joking. I think that they're being sincere, but in a different way.
How do you mean?
So I think people like that are usually upset with people with more like conservative, rational beliefs. Mm-hmm. Like they're upset.
So they're like trying to prove how weird they are or something.
I think they're lashing out at like
at the status quo.
The status quo by doing that.
They're rebelling.
Yeah, it's like it's a weird form of rebellion. That's okay. What I really think.
I mean, I guess I could see that. Here's the thing. I go against the status quo all the time. Like, I love doing that. It's, like, my favorite thing. But I would never, like, pretend that facts are different to, like, you know, to, like, get people or whatever. That doesn't make any sense to me. Because then you sound like an absolute idiot, you know? Like, yeah. Oh, blah, 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 blah. It's fine to go against the status quo with, like, opinions and stuff. Like, oh, I think this. Well, I think this. Like, oh, that's controversial. It's like, well, it's blah, blah, blah. But, like, something as obvious as the earth not being flat is like, you're just proving to everyone that you know nothing about anything. Because, like, Copernicus 500 years ago figured out that the earth wasn't flat. Like, we've known this for a while, and you somehow don't know it.
Yeah. And it's never been easier to know that.
Like, especially now. Like, maybe if it was the 1700s and you still thought it was flat, like, yeah, you're being kind of dumb, you haven't read stuff, but at least you have the excuse of, like, we don't have, like, pictures of the moon and pictures of the earth from the moon, you know, we didn't have that back then, but now we definitely do. We have all the proof you need, and you're just being ignorant of the proof at this point, you know?
Yeah, and another thing I think it could be is, maybe it's like a cult. He thinks that if he can get someone to believe something that's so obviously wrong, like in 1984, they try to get people to believe that 2 + 2 = 5.
Then you're welcome to the cult now.
Yeah, then he has control over their minds because he can force them now to believe that.
Maybe mm-hmm. that's something to do with it. I don't know.
I'm probably giving him, like, way too much credit.
You probably are. He's probably just really dumb. But the weird thing about... There's all these conspiracy theories today. And don't get me wrong, I love conspiracy theories. But, like, when they're obviously a joke, A, I love them. And then B, when it's like, okay, this is actually kind of plausible. Probably not true, but it's plausible. Like, mm-hmm. those are the ones I like. The ones that are clearly like, okay, you're just being an idiot with this. You just want something to be true that's not to be cool or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me. And, like, the flat earth thing. And then, like, the vaccination thing is weird.
Yeah, the chemtrails is another one.
Chemtrails? Like, come on, man. Where are you getting all this stuff from? And, like you said, like, today with the internet, like... There's almost no reason to believe this is real. Unless you believe that the conspiracy that is covering up all this stuff is, like, really good. You know?
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing I think conspiracy theories don't get. And they're giving humanity way too much credit for how well we would be at covering up the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if the Earth was flat, then the Illuminati or whoever the hell is suppressing the truth is doing, like, an amazing job.
Yeah.
So amazing that it's probably the pinnacle of human achievement at this point. You know what I mean? Like, screw going to the moon. We have an organization that has proven that the Earth is round when it's flat. Like, that's the most impressive thing we've ever accomplished, if that was true, as a species. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there are apps on your phone that you can, like, track the stars with for free. They don't cost any money.
Yeah.
So are they
controlling them or something? Yes. Like, there would be so much to do to do this. It would be insane. And yeah, it's kind of a cool thought to think, like, oh, there's some organization that's doing all this, but, like, how feasible is that? It's just not feasible. It's impossible for that to happen.
Yeah, you know? They should get cooler conspiracy hobbies, like the JFK assassination, yeah. or, like, something cool.
That's actually plausible that could be the way it is, you know? Because the Earth is flat. It's like, okay, we know that's not true. Like the JFK, go ahead, what were you
going to say? Yeah, I was going to say, but, like, there is a problem with people like that posting that kind of stuff on the internet, too, though, because kids read that stuff, like, mm-hmm. young children, and they just believe it.
Because they don't know any better.
Yeah, and then that can cause problems for, like, a child to believe that the Earth is flat and will be, like, really rebellious towards their teachers.
This is kind of another interesting topic that I guess we're segueing into this now. Mm-hmm. But the internet is so vast with knowledge that we're almost too... There's almost too much because you don't know what's true and what's false anymore.
Yeah.
And we're, like, clinging to this old system of, like, citations. You know, this old, old way of, like, well, is that true? Well, you better cite it. You know, to see if it's like a lot of them. I'm seeing a lot of like people that argue. I don't want to get into politics, but a lot of people argue politics and stuff. They use citations to prove that their point is right or wrong because
yeah.
there's no other way to do it now because there's so much misinformation on the internet. But if you trace back every citation, it's just some random guy writing something in like the 1700s or whatever. Like everything is kind of we've reached the point where nothing really is absolutely true anymore. So, like, citing anything doesn't really prove anything is true or false. Because we have too much information out there for you to be able to say, oh, that's definitely right or definitely wrong. You know, you just have to use your best judgment these days.
Yeah, you know? And you have to have a really good sense of that. This is, like, definitely veering into politics, but have you seen those new Yahoo News ads? This is a really great example of
no,
that.
No, I haven't.
So, their new ads... They're writing two different versions of every article, every mm-hmm. political article, mm-hmm. and they, like, change the data depending on, like, what version you want to read.
Yeah, like, depending on what side you fall on or whatever.
Yeah, like, it'll be a different article depending on what your pre-existing beliefs
are. That's so, like, dystopian society.
It's like it's so I'm, like... Freaking what? What are you doing?
I can't wait to be alive for 20 more years to see how far we take this, like, crazy internet society that we have here. You know what I mean? Like, what's next after this?
It's crazy out there.
It's insane. The internet is simultaneously enriching and ruining our lives at the same time. It's like man's best and worst invention.
Yeah.
Like, it literally is. Like, it's the best and worst thing we've ever done. Speaking of the internet, you sent me a link, like, weeks ago. Because we were talking about internet apps and internet...
I remember this.
And internet devices. Do you want to share with the class what you have found?
Yeah, I found this thing. I was looking through recent, you know, IoT devices, Internet of Things devices, because I like to read about those to make myself mad. And there are these people. It's the worst invention I've ever seen in my life.
I got mad, like, watching this video that you sent me.
This thing that these guys are making...
It's called My Park.
It's called My Park? Okay.
Yes.
So the idea is... All right, you have... You know, a normal parking garage has one gate at the opening. And you pay at the opening. It gives you a ticket. You go park. When you're ready to leave, you leave.
Put the ticket in, you pay.
Yeah, it's like you don't even need an attendant. It's just, it's totally automated. Works great.
Automated. It works great.
This new invention puts a parking gate at every single parking spot in the entire garage. Like, every individual parking space has its own parking gate. Oh, God. And you use your phone
to open them.
To open the parking gate, there's an app, and you pay on your phone while you're driving.
That's my favorite part of it, because this is the best part, okay? You don't reserve this spot ahead of time and then drive up to it, and then it opens. You're, like, driving in the lot, and you're like, oh, there's a spot. Let me open my phone app and pay for this spot, and then it'll open, and then I drive in. Like, who invented this? Why would anyone want this system? And someone invested in this, too.
Not only do you have to buy, like, a million parking gates instead of one.
Now people are on their phones in the parking garage.
In the garage.
Where if I had to pick one place in the universe people should not be using their cell phones, it would be inside a parking garage. Especially, like, a multi-story one. Where, like, at a busy time where everyone's trying to find a spot, you know? I would die in that garage. I would get run over in that garage.
Yeah, people are going to have to walk around inside of it. And they're on their phone. They're not going to see you. They're going to hit you.
That sounds incredibly frightening. Like, it sounds so, so scary.
Yeah. Like, other than the fact that you need to buy a million parking gates instead of one, like, they all need to be connected to the internet because these all run through the app. Yeah. Like, you pay online.
Yeah. And if your internet isn't working while you're driving, well, tough luck. You're not going to get a parking.
You're not going to get a parking spot.
What problem is this solving? You know? Like, what is this? What did the inventor set out to do? Like, I want to make parking garages worse for everyone. If that was his intention, then he's succeeded. You know? Like, what problem did it, you know, does it solve? I can't think of anything. Can you?
You want to make parking more complicated.
Like, it's not complicated enough.
You add, like, three extra steps.
Right. And make it more dangerous. The only thing I can think why a garage would want this is they could put advertising in the app to, like, advertise to people. Which, in that scenario, I'm never going to drive in this garage because it's stupid. And they're not going to make any money because no one will want to do this.
Just put a banner up. Like,
yeah, in the garage. Just go old school. Just have a banner in your garage that advertises a new Big Mac or something. I don't care. If you want to make ad revenue.
Another reason I can think of is I guess you could charge more for, like, premium parking spots. Like, ones that are closer to the front, but...
Yeah, I guess you could.
Does that make up for the cost of buying a million parking gates and, like, Wi-Fi for your whole garage? And
if you want to charge for premium spots, there are much better ways to do it than an app with a little gate on every single lot. The better way to do it would be, like, when you get the ticket at the gate, whenever you park, there's like a little scanner on the thing, and you scan your ticket there, and it registers what spot you're in. And then when you go to pay, you pay more.
You could just hire a meter maid just to make sure you're in the right spot.
You don't even need to do that. You just have a scanner on the thing. You get your ticket, and then when you park, you scan your ticket to indicate to on a reader, and the reader remembers what spot you have. So when you go to put your ticket back in to pay, it knows what spot you're in, and it can charge you more money if you had a premium spot. Yeah. Like, there's a much easier way to do this than the app.
Yeah, you would have to weigh costs, like, depending on what costs more, the scanner or a meter maid.
Yeah. But I can guarantee you both of those cost less than installing individual
parking
gates and every single spot.
Yeah.
That are automated via phones somehow. And
you're going to have to hire a full-time IT staff to man that.
Yes, like, because they will break. And not only will they break, I watched the video, they're little. So if people... Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
They're like really small. So if people just drive over them, they will break. Like their car is going to get messed up, but like the thing is going to break. And I guarantee you, like multiple people per day are going to break these things because some guy that doesn't know this technology is like, oh, here's a spot. There's a little thing in there, but whatever. And it just drives over it. And then it's like, bum, oh, I guess I hit something. Like they're going to break all the time and you're going to have to repair them. Yeah. And they probably cost like $100 per thing, at least. Probably more. Probably like $500.
Yeah.
You know, for each individual little gate.
If they're sturdy, probably like $1,000 even. This is expensive.
This is like the worst idea in the world. And yet, someone has bought into this. Some investor has bought into this. If you want to invest in a better idea, I don't have any off the top of my head, but I can come up with 100 out of my ass that are better than this. Please contact the Time Bat Show at contact@timebatshow.com or tweet at us at contact@timebatshow. Don't you think? Like I could pull out, we could pull out 100 of these.
Yeah.
We could do a whole episode on better ideas than this dumb thing. You want to do trivia too?
Yeah, trivia too.
The parking thing makes me so mad. It's so stupid.
I mean, what makes me the maddest is someone's rich because of that idea. Like, what a.
What a dumbass. Yeah. We're not rich because we have too much respect for humankind. And be like
I don't
want to
sell
idea.
Someone that. It's not
I don't
want to
be the guy that sells automated junk parking spots. Like, I don't want to be that guy. You know, I could, but I don't want to be. History is your category. What is your lifeline? Would you like?
For my second lifeline, I'll pick... 10-second Bing.
Okay. Which of these inventions did Leonardo da Vinci invent? Was it A, tape, B, scissors, C, erasers, or D, glasses?
All of them.
Oh! That's not an option, but I will accept it as an answer if you want to go there.
No, it's okay. Tape, scissors,
eraser,
glasses, or glasses. Erasers.
Yeah.
Probably all of them, honestly. Like, he was really good.
He didn't invent all of them, I'll tell you that right now. He was good, but he didn't invent all of them.
Okay, so this is going to be really challenging to Bing, actually, because he invented, like, 5 million things, and I can only Bing one thing in 10 seconds.
That's true.
So I think I just need to pick what it's...
Probably.
I need to narrow it down to two and just Bing one.
Just Bing it.
Yeah, just Bing one. Yeah, just Bing it.
What are you going to narrow it down to?
Tape, eraser, glasses. Glasses seem really hard to make.
Scissors.
Yeah.
Tape, scissors, erasers, glasses. That's the thing.
Yeah, something like prescription glasses. I think you need a machine to make that.
Yeah, that's true. He could have made like a you know rudimentary one, but yeah,
like a lathe for glass or something.
That's true.
Scissors, tape, or eraser. Eraser seems. I don't know how erasers are made, but it seems like you need like chemistry to make.
I don't know.
Do you like mix an eraser in the pot and then like?
I love you don't have any idea how things are made.
I could see that. No, he was like an alchemist, right? So he had
He had a pot. And he was like,
Let me put this in there. Boil up a pot of eraser.
How do you begin to even do that? Like, I need something to erase. Let me start by boiling a giant vat of water.
That's probably not how you do it.
Maybe loosen the rubber. I think it's made out of, like, rubber or whatever, right?
I think... I don't know where that comes from, though.
How would you make an eraser if you were to go about it?
I would... Are you allowed to, like, try to melt other erasers?
Sure.
They would probably just burn. I don't think it would work.
I love how your idea to make something is like, can I melt the original thing?
Just put it in the fire, see what happens.
No, but how would you make an eraser? Just give me a really quick...
I don't know. I don't have the first idea. I would try to mix chemicals underneath the cabinet.
Until an eraser came out?
Maybe if I mix this window cleaner with some... Comet.
And then let it sit, and maybe it'll just be an eraser.
Try to erase things with it. Alright, I'm gonna
Cools, and then it just is an eraser.
Is an eraser, yeah.
There it is, that's the eraser. Anyway, sorry, what were you gonna say?
Did you try to do stuff like that when you were a kid? Like mix chemicals from under the sink to make?
Did you?
Yeah, I totally did.
I did a little, but then I learned that it was bad pretty quickly, and I stopped doing it. What did you do? Did you make something bad once?
No, I would just... When I was little, I used to, like, mix chemicals under the sink and try to, like, make potions that would make me live forever and stuff. You know,
that's really dangerous, right?
Yeah, you could die. You can make...
You can make, what's the thing?
Chlorine and
chlorine gas.
Ammonia. Yes, yeah.
You can easily make that. Did you drink any of these things?
No, I never drank it. It was more like role-playing.
Sure, sure. It's like, ooh, this is like a cool green color now.
All right, I'm going to try to bing scissors.
Mm-hmm. Scissors. You think it's scissors?
Yeah, let me know when I should start.
Just you give me the countdown on when you're starting, and I'll hit the button.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, bing. Leonardo da Vinci is popularly but erroneously credited with inventing modern scissors.
What? What do you mean erroneously?
It says erroneously on answers.com.
Okay.
That's what you have, isn't it?
What? No. Oh, God.
Okay, so now I have to decide... If you got your question at, like,
Bob's Trivia.com. I love how we both went to Bob's Trivia Barn.com.
Dot biz. Yeah.
Bob's Trivia Barn. Can we make that site? Like, I want to go into the bad trivia business.
That's why it's .biz. Yeah, I think you can get that domain for
me
free.
Me and you just make up really bad, untrue trivia. It's like Bob's Trivia Farm .biz. And people come, and it's like trivia masters or whatever that have like bar trivia. And they pay like $1, and we send them a batch of like 100 questions. They're just made up.
Like half of them are true.
Yeah, I got this from Bob's Trivia Barn. Bob's Trivia Warehouse.
All right. I'm tempted to go with scissors, because I think you did probably get this at Bob's Trivia Barn.
Go with scissors, then.
Scissors, eraser, what's the other one?
Glasses and tape.
Tape. Yeah. I can't go with scissors.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to go with tape, final answer.
Just go with scissors. Please go with scissors. Just do it.
I'm going with scissors, finally.
Scissors is correct. Great job. You got it. Oh, damn it. The trivia site that I was on was really bad, apparently. It was like fun facts for your holiday or something. And I was like, okay. And I should have fact checked it, but I did not, because we live in a post-truth society. So there you go.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I bet, you know the funny thing about this? I bet Leonardo da Vinci invented one of these other things.
I bet he invented all of them.
I made all this up, other than scissors, but I bet he invented some of these. So, like, other ones are probably actually right.
Even if he didn't invent some of those things for the first time in history, I bet he, without knowing about scissors before, made some.
Yes.
Like, just kind of came up with the idea of scissors, even if he necessarily wasn't the first.
The inventions of Leonardo da Vinci. See, I have glasses. No, he didn't invent glasses. He invented scuba gear.
What?
That's what it says on the site. I mean, this could be the Bob's Trivia site of Leonardo da Vinci. I mean, I don't know if I trust this site, actually. It's called DaVinciInventions.com, and in Google Chrome, it is not a secure website. So, I don't know how accurate it is. What else are we talking about today? I don't even remember.
Loot boxes.
I don't want to talk about loot boxes anymore.
Okay.
Because they're terrible.
We were talking, our conversation before the show, you had accidentally typed in your password wrong.
I've done this like 80,000 times today. So I have a really long password at work. Like, it's really long. At home, it's not that long, but at work, it's really long. And the reason it's really long is because, one, my password in real life is this long. But two, at work, they're forcing us to use incredibly long passwords. So I've adopted my everyday password for this work situation. Problem is, I have to use this work password a lot more than I use my normal password. Because every time I lock my computer, I have to log into it. So it's like multiple times a day. And today someone was like, came under my desk and they're like, hey, do you know the answer to this thing? And I was like, I had just got back to my desk, so I hadn't logged on yet. So I was like, sure, let me find out. So I go to unlock my computer, and it asks for my password. And like two people are here asking the same thing. And they're like, they look like they're in a hurry. You know, they're like, we need this now. We need this now, now, now. And I'm like, okay, okay. And I'm like, okay, type it in. It's like 30 characters. And I'm like, da-da-da-da-da, enter, incorrect. Da-da-da-da-da, enter, incorrect. Da-da-da-da, enter, incorrect. And they're like looking at me like I'm an idiot. And I'm like, sorry, I'm just screwing it up today. Ha, 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 ha. And then like it took me like 5 or 6 attempts, but I finally do it. But after, I feel like they're judging me for having so terrible typing skills, when in reality, I just have like a 40-character password, you know?
Yeah, so. When I mess my password up, I do it like 5 times in a row.
Yes, it's never once, it's always 5 times. It's either I mess up 5 times in a row or I get it the first try.
It's like that pathway in my brain like temporarily doesn't work, and I just can't hit that right character.
And I don't know if you have this too, but if you screw up once, you try to do the next one faster for some reason. Like, it makes no sense. But your brain's like, we need to make up for lost time, so let's do the next one even faster. And then, like, you're a lot more prone to screw that up.
Yeah.
And then only until I get to the 5th one, then I'm like, okay, I'm typing out really slow so I can get it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what's bad, though? Okay, so I think the reason you have to do it faster the next time is because if you do it slow and fail it, like, there are thoughts of giving up at that
then
point.
Then it's like, why am I even alive?
Like, maybe I just shouldn't get in. Like,
maybe I don't deserve to be in my computer right now. Do you ever have, like, performance anxiety when you're on your computer and someone's, like, looking over your shoulder?
Yeah, I do.
Because that happens to me, like, all the time. I think with passwords, it's one thing. But with anything else, it's, like, another. They're, like, looking at. Like, bring up that chart. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, shit, I'm clicking the wrong tab, sorry. Oh, no. Oh, that was wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. And then I'll make a bad joke and be like, oh, bear with me, I'm having an off day, ha 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 ha. But it's like every day is an off day when someone's looking over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And then I look like an idiot. I look like a buffoon.
Yeah, and for some reason, when someone's watching me do something on the computer, I have to, like, do stuff extra fancy or something.
Like, how do you mean?
Have you ever seen the, you have, but you've seen the opening to Cowboy Bebop, right?
Of course, yes.
Like, I know have exactly to do everything just like that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, super cool, like, got it. There's a scene where they, like, Spike, like, is in his Barracuda, and it's a ship, and there's, mm-hmm. like, this console, and he, like, hits buttons really fast in, like, a really cool way.
Yeah.
Right?
He and does, like, tons of crazy wrist motions, like, that look awesome.
It looks like he's doing some crazy macro. And, like, when you're on your computer, you're like, yeah, let me do that. For Excel, it happens to me all the time in Excel. I'm like, oh, look at all this cool macro stuff. But, like, when someone's on my shoulder, I just, like, close the window accidentally. And
you accidentally, like, delete everything.
Yes, I'm like, whoops. Because I'm trying to look cool and be like, look at all these cool things I know. And they're like, you're an idiot. Wow, you really screwed that up.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, passwords are tough. Do we want to get into some would you rather questions?
Yes. All right, so would you rather is a segment where we're going to answer questions generated by an artificial intelligence neural net on the internet.
Neural network. Okay. Ready.
The first question we need to answer is, would you rather piss a cupcake full of water?
No.
Or an alligator?
Oh, that would hurt, both of those. I think I'm going to go with the cupcake because it's smaller, right? It's like less. Right? What?
I mean, if it's a baby alligator.
Yeah, but it's bigger than a cupcake, I would think.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't know. What would you do?
The cupcake.
I'm going to piss an alligator. That's a lot to process.
Yeah.
Anytime you have questions like these, I don't think about this way, but I should. Because both of these would just destroy your urethra.
Yeah, you would need surgery. You couldn't actually.
You would die.
Yeah.
You would die. An alligator-sized kidney stone.
Actually an alligator, not just, like, the size. Yeah.
Is it true that your intestines are, like, longer than, like, a football field or something? I remember reading this once.
I've read that.
It's like,
probably true.
Intestines are, like, miles long or something. Are really long. And I don't know...
This was...
How it's this, true.
This was actually in the vegetarian book I read.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said that... carnivores have really short intestines because, I don't know.
Carnivores do?
Yeah. And herbivores have really long intestines.
Well, we have long intestines, right?
Yeah, like herbivores. Therefore, we shouldn't eat meat.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. You're learning so much from this vegetarian book now.
And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because you need more, like, time to digest plants,
yeah,
I guess. Yeah,
you're like an honorary vegetarian at this point, you know that?
Yep, ate steak for lunch.
Well, you know, Chipotle is Chipotle. Alright, what else you got? Would you rather?
What else do I got? Would you rather three dogs or an elephant?
I would say three dogs. Because
three
I like dogs.
Three dogs is a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but an elephant is an elephant. Where are you going to keep it? In your backyard? What if it was a baby elephant?
You could sell it. I bet an elephant is worth...
You're right. That is a good
a lot
point.
Of money, right?
That's a good point. The elephant salesman, yeah. Could you sell an elephant in the United States, though?
Can you, like, just... All right.
Where do you go?
I've got a situation for
tell
you.
Tell me. I want to hear it.
You've got an elephant.
I've got an elephant.
What are you going to do?
I would sell it.
It's morning on a Tuesday... Where are you going to go?
You got to get rid of this elephant soon because it's taking up space. Craigslist.com / elephant sales.
So, yes, you're going to make up a Craigslist ad, like put a picture on there?
Yeah, I'm not going to make it up. I'm going to have a real ad. I'm going to take a picture of my elephant and put it up and be like $1,000.
1,000.
Yeah, what? What's wrong?
I mean, like, is that a fair price for an elephant?
I don't know what an elephant goes for.
So maybe you should put on there, like, okay, like,
$1,000 or best offer. And then I wait, like, 3 hours. And if I don't get anyone by, like, in 3 hours, then I take the, like, lowest price someone's given me. You know what I mean? Like, if someone offered me, like, $3, I'd be like, okay, you could have this elephant now.
Okay.
Can you sell elephants, though? I mean, I wonder. Like, legally, are you allowed to do that?
That's the thing. You might not legally be allowed to have an elephant.
Yeah, but what if I have one? So what if someone gives me one as a gift, and they're like, here's your elephant, and I'm like, thanks, but what do I do with this? And they're like, I don't know. Like, how would I... Is that, like, a legal gray area where I just own an elephant but don't at the same time?
Maybe you would have to find the black market to sell.
The elephant black market. So yeah. Go to the dark web and sell your elephant there.
Maybe that's a good idea.
How would you even transport this elephant? Like, if someone was coming to pick it up, they're like, I'll come in a car and get this elephant. They're like, okay.
I think you need to make that part of your ad that, like, you need to transport
it. You need to bring your transportation. I'm not doing that for you.
Also, okay. The elephant is not sedated, so bring the elephant sedator.
Do whatever you need to do to get it out of my house in a way that it won't wreck everything while you take it out. Are you ready for your last and final trivia question?
Yes.
Okay. This one is animals. Animals is the category. What lifeline would you like?
I'll do 50-50.
Okay. How many noses does a slug have? Is it A, 0, B, 1, C, 4, or D, 12?
I was hoping one would be like 1,000.
Maybe I should change the clip. 0, 1, 4, or 1,000 noses. Ah, that's funny. I should have done that.
I don't know a lot about slug anatomy. I know that when slugs are mating, they shoot each other with darts.
They do, yeah. We talked about this really early on in the show.
Yeah, they don't actually do anything. They like that's not part of reproducing at all. They just do it to do it.
Isn't it for like pleasure or whatever?
Yeah, I think they're just weird.
Like, it's like, yeah. It's like when humans like whip each other. It's like the same kind of thing.
It's the same thing.
It's like, yeah. It doesn't do anything, but yeah, we're getting it on with the whips. Do you think animals think that way?
Like, like they just do, like, weird stuff.
When they do it, do you think they're like, oh, yeah, like, do that there?
They totally do, yeah.
That's kind of a gross conversation. The slugs do, at least, they're like, yeah, dart me right there.
I don't think anyone does it, like, as much as humans do.
We get a little weird with that stuff. We've progressively gotten more weird as a culture with that stuff, I feel like.
Yeah, over. Maybe it's a sign of intelligence.
Is it, though?
I mean...
Is it?
Is it one of those things where it's, like, correlation and cause, or, like, not necessarily...
I don't think it has anything to do with intelligence.
It's just, like...
It's just a thing we do, for some reason. Get kinky. I think it's because... We don't need to talk about this on the show. But
okay, I agree.
I think it's because we gone a route in history that leads us to need more stimulation than normal, if you will.
That makes sense.
Okay. That's what I'll leave it at. And slugs, maybe they evolved in a similar way. They're like, you know what? The normal slug sex isn't doing it for me. We're going to need some slug needle barbs here in order to really spice things up.
0, 1, 12, or 28?
0, 1, 12, or... 0, 1, 4, or 12. Some noses.
Okay, I'm going to do 50-50.
Okay, you do 50-50. Okay, it's either 0 or 4.
Great. Does a slug have a nose?
I don't know, does it?
Do slugs breathe?
I don't know.
Because, no, you need to breathe to be able to suck the air in
that's
the nose.
That's true, I guess. That's true.
Or do slugs just, like, get air?
I love, what I love about trivia the most is how much it shows that we don't know about the world.
How do you make erasers? You just burn shit.
Burn things, and then you get it. I don't know if slugs breathe. Maybe they're, like, you know, maybe they're slugging on the ground, and they absorb the things they need from the ground, you know.
I mean, I'm gonna say zero, and here's my thought process. I think the only thing slugs use to sense are their
little antennae thingy.
Whisker and eye antennas stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a nose.
Are you going with zero then? Final answer?
Zero, final answer.
Zero is incorrect. It's four. They have four noses.
Why do they need four noses?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not sure. But they've got them. They've got four. Maybe they have four noses for sex.
I think it's the only thing they're used for.
Like, they don't smell normally. But when they have sex, they, like, activate their barbs and they start smelling. Because the barbs are, like, excreting some smell. And they're like, oh, yeah.
It smells good.
I love that. The barb smell. I love what you did with the barb.
In my body.
It smelled so good. And they have all the noses all over their body. They have, like, one on each sector.
Yeah, they're, it's, like, all around.
So that whenever they get barbed, they, like, see, that's logical, right?
I can't think of any other reason to slug. They don't smell. They use their face to detect obstacles.
It's for sex, I'm telling you. It's just like the barb. There's a special there. There's like a BBC Animal Network special or whatever, you know? There's a slug sex special, I think. That,
yeah, it's just like slugs, like half of their anatomy is just for doing it.
That's an amazing thought of, like, if there's an animal that exists out there that it's like half their anatomy is just for having sex.
That's a really good question. Like, which animal has the most things just for sex? Like,
it's not humans.
No.
We've invented things, but we don't have.
Yeah, we have tools.
Yeah, we have a couple things, but we don't have a lot. I bet it's like a weird creature like the jellyfish or something, you know, where it's like whole body is like an erogenous zone or something like that, you know.
God, that sounds like it's a nightmare.
Although, they might reproduce like asexually, though.
That sounds like an evil alien monster that comes to Earth and its whole body is just like a sex organ.
The sex monster.
It just has sex with everything. Oh. And it reproduces.
And it does, like, it like in a different way with everything because it has all these different ways to do it.
Everybody that tries to fight it just gets
sex.
Yeah.
That's how they like attack things. They have sex with them.
Yeah, it's like defense and sex.
Like attack, defense, and pleasure. It's all the same thing. It's like the plot to Hellraiser.
Yeah.
The Cenobites. Like, it's all pleasure. Pain and pleasure are the same thing. Yeah. And that's how they go into battle, too. They, like, like on the society, their society just was destroyed. Because whenever they fought each other in, like, civil wars and stuff, like, that's all they could do with each other.
Yeah, it's like every time they would have a war, their population would just double. Because they're just
the sex alien. And they would come in these, like, really weird sexual ships. You know, like,
I imagine them as, like, mushroom-looking.
Uh-huh, the ships?
Yeah.
Or the people, like, the things.
They're, like, mushroom-based organisms. Mm-hmm. They have, like, spores they send out.
Oh, yeah. Places. And then it's like, oh, it's like, what's that term when you smell something? It's like, you know.
Olfactory.
No, it's like the, you have, like, I don't know what, I'm making a hand motion that's not helping you at all right now.
I can't.
It's like pheromones, you know?
Right.
It's like, oh, you smell so good, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like super effective on all life forms. Mm-hmm. You can control your mind.
And all life forms want to get with the weird aliens. That's how they take over, the sex monster.
Like, absolutely a Star Trek episode.
And they're, yeah, maybe they look like slugs, too. You know, who knows?
They've got all the tools.
I mean, if you had, if, like, you were God and you had to invent a thing that was all sex, it would probably look something like a slug, because a slug is just, like, a big blob. Yeah. You know? And, like, there's nothing better for having sex than a giant mass of flesh, right? Like, that's the whole point. You know, you can stick anything anywhere. It doesn't matter. It's all utility. It's all pleasure. It's one and the same thing.
I did it wrong. Do it again. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
There. Let's just go with it. You're editing this episode.
Okay. I don't know how this is going to work.
We can just cut it there. No, we have to finish this question. If you're in a room, you have you need $1,000 in an hour. You're locked in an internet connection room. What did you do?
There's only one thing I can think of that you can do, and that's you have to do some kind of sex-related thing.
Do you have a webcam? It's important.
I think the webcam makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it's true. How would you do without a webcam?
Yeah, that's probably a better question.
Go on, like, I would have to con somebody. You go on, okay, we don't have AOL anymore, but AOL back in the day, I can't believe I'm admitting this, they had all these sex chat rooms.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I would go on them because I didn't know, like, I was curious what the heck it was.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, we did together. That's not weird.
It is weird. But it's fine. So there are people there that are like, let's do the, you know, the sex. And it wasn't called sexting back then. It was called, what was it called?
Yeah. It's called cyber.
Cyber sex. That's right. Such a 90s term. Cyber sex. So today, I would try to do that. I would go to something and be like, I'll cyber sex. I'll pretend I'm like a woman.
Yeah, you'd do some kind of like role playing
cyber sex thing. $200, and then you just do that 5 times, and then there you go, $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, you can't write something like a book or an article or something, because you only have 24 hours.
You don't have time. You have to, you have to find really horny people.
Like, really horny people. And
you have to do, this is a dirty episode.
It is.
The Slug Sex Special of the Time Bat Show. Who's our sponsor today, Bass Sex?
Our sponsor today is ginseng slugs.
Favorite
ginseng thing? Slug tea.
Oh, when you're in the mood for ginseng and you want to get a little erotic.
Yeah, it has natural aphrodisiac effects. The ginseng slug tea.
Ginseng slug tea. You think people ate slugs to be like more sexually aroused? That sounds like a thing that people would do, doesn't it?
They totally did. It probably didn't work, but they were like, "I bet this
eat the slug. It looks like a big penis already, so just eat it." That's been episode 105 of the Time Bat Show. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces,
and I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone. Drive safely, and remember when you need to. Go to the zoo.
Go moo moo.
Oh, nice. Good night, everyone. That was great.